This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us. MileHighSports.com, you can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, June 5th. There's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, and more. Auction is open next week. If you want to learn about upcoming auctions and get notifications, go to rollerauction.com/MHS. Had to take a trip to Costco yesterday, and I am now more convinced than ever that when you check out, the person standing there with a Sharpie, you must be over the age of 70. You must be able to write a smiley face with that Sharpie. And you must intentionally not try to match up that receipt with what is in the person's cart. What do they do? I'm dead serious. Have you ever had somebody at Costco look at the receipt and then physically go through your cart? They don't. They just take the receipt, they glance, put a smiley face on there if you have a child under the age of 7, and you're on your way.
I'm not upset about it.
I'm not familiar with the... It is just nothing
format.
More than an observation. And I'll tell you what I do, and it's kind of a dick move. When I walk through, I hand the guy the receipt, and he hands it back to me. I just continue to walk. I don't need the receipt. He's handing it back to me. What, is somebody going to check me in the parking lot?
I don't know what they do.
I think it's... With all due respect, AI can handle this, or it's a job that just isn't necessary. Like, it isn't necessary to have a person at McDonald's where their sole job is to put the special sauce on the Big Mac. Not necessary. You could probably multitask putting on the pickles and the sauce at the same time.
Is there stuff between the checkout lane and where you exit the store that you can lift?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
And I have an answer for you. Because when you're walking by there, it's all appliances. Oh. Unless you can find a way to put a washer and dryer into your cart, chances are,
well, here's my
you're
deal.
Not going to be lifting that thing.
If you can do that, then yeah. you deserve to walk out with the washer and dryer.
You do.
I mean, I feel that way.
I just don't understand the point of that job when, quite frankly, they're not even checking your cart.
My mom loves Costco.
Right.
Oh, loves her some Costco.
I'll tell you one of the most humiliating things that can happen to you in life.
Okay.
In life. When you're in Costco and the sample person looks at you as you put out your greedy little paw and the sample person says to you, I think you've had enough. Time now for the lead.
The lead presented by Sasquatch Casino in Black Hawk.
Okay, so we had a trifecta yesterday. Avalanche, Broncos, Nuggets in no particular order, all meeting with the media. Broncos wrapped up their first team OTA, and as expected, the majority of the eyes and the talk were about Bo Nix.
Good. I mean, he's farther along than most would be. I mean, you know, we're talking about a player who's played 61 games. He's extremely smart. He's picked it up very quickly.
Right on target. If I had had to give you a 10-second, 12-second soundbite on what I saw from Bo Nix yesterday, realizing this was just one of the 3 days that they've worked OTAs. I've seen Bo Nix practice 2 of the 6 days that he has been on the field. Those are the 2 days that they have been made available to us in the media. I would say that. I would say this is a guy that seems very comfortable with what he's been asked to do to this point. It's ridiculous to think a lot of the install has been done, but he is clearly comfortable with the install to this point. He's very calm and very much in charge. I thought he was good yesterday. Not great, good.
I know that Sean Payton is off the Bill Parcells coaching tree.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I'll give you one similarity that I think those two guys have. I never covered Bill Parcells, but I watched enough of his press conferences and certainly have been to plenty of Sean press conferences.
Yeah.
It feels to me that both guys don't try to be mean, but they try and motivate their players through gallows humor.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Because
ladies and gentlemen, meet the quarterback room, now called, now dubbed, now there's going to be a nameplate, the Orphan Dogs.
They come from different systems. One's coming from college, one's coming from 2 or 3 NFL systems, and the other's coming from one system. They're all in a race to learn this system. And I would say, you guys watch the practice. Man, they're doing well.
Yeah, a bit of a chuckle and not right. taking himself seriously.
It's gallows humor is really what it is. It's kind of a slam, but it's kind of a, I'm going to try and motivate you because everybody else thinks you're a group of orphans.
Yeah, and there's a part of it there that kind of speaks to the, don't worry though, I'm the shepherd.
Right.
You may be the orphan dogs, right. but I'm the shepherd. Well, all will be well. I will raise my staff,
right.
and all will be well with the world.
Follow me.
Yes, this come here.
I have the 2 tablets, and we're going to continue walking for 40 years in the desert together.
Thou will not hurry an offensive play.
And what's interesting is I thought about it. I'm like, well, how's Bo Nix? Oh, wait a minute. He played for Auburn and Oregon.
It was a bit of a stretch on Bo Nix.
Yes, but it's true.
I referred to it. Well,
it's like Noah's Ark. Everybody's gotten 2 teams.
Yes. I mean,
maybe more.
It was
like Costco. Everybody gets 2 of something. They should just rename Costco Noah's Ark. Because you can get a 500-pound bag of, I don't know, cornflakes, armoire, and you can find a way to buy 3 really nice golf shirts for like $20.
Yeah. I think that Sean Payton, I will give you a stronger take on Sean Payton than I even will on Bo Nix, who I watched practically every moment yesterday, charted every single throw that he made, because that's just how I function. Doesn't make me better or worse than anyone else out there. It's just the way I do it. But my observation on Sean Payton through the two practices that I've seen, this is his team. He is much more comfortable with this group than even the one that he inherited last year, that he was pumping up as a team that he would be, quote, pissed if it didn't make the playoffs, which, by the way, it didn't. But my point is this. He is 2 years in, and this is the group that I think that he is comfortable with. Now, does it win? Does it lose?
It's more of his team now.
Right. It's his.
He is more of his guys.
His guys.
But now he has his quarterback.
Yes, he does.
With that, can I make a suggestion to you?
You go right ahead.
And I want you to please take this the right way.
You go just, how can I never, I always take things the right way from you.
Okay. You've been in the media for well over 40 years.
Thank you for that.
I've been in it for 35 years.
Well over 40 is well, where he went.
Well, it's true. Is it? Well, it's a compliment. You're seasoned.
I'd have to get my
overseasoned and overdone, but you're seasoned. With that, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. And how, after all these years, you haven't figured this out, I just don't know.
I'm not the brightest guy.
When a key player is being interviewed, like, I don't know, Zach Wilson, and all the cameras are facing him, and there's nothing behind.
Don't photobomb.
Zach Wilson. No, you look like a stalker.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Okay, there's a story. Bruce,
it's not a good look.
Oh, no, it's bad look.
It really is. So all of the cameras are on Zach Wilson. They're green pastures, a horizon line, what it felt like, of just grass. And there is Bruce.
Thank you.
Looking like a stalker standing behind him.
Yeah.
What? I mean, out of the way.
No, I was. What if I was stalking?
You probably were.
Yeah.
Photobombing is a nicer term. Stalking is more accurate.
I will give you the excuse. And that's, oh, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. There's a reason.
Do you think you can hear him better standing behind him?
Well, here's the deal.
40 years. This is what you've learned.
They have something out there called a podium. Are you aware of that? That
yes,
they have a podium
at Compete Street.
And do you know that they did not do one interview or two interviews at the same time all day yesterday?
You're walking down a road of excuses, but keep going.
No. I'm not. This isn't an excuse. This is an explanation. Right. There's a difference.
So there's no podium. So you decided to stalk.
So they decide Sean is going to be on the podium.
He's always on the podium.
I know that. Thank you very much.
On Compete Street.
And there are probably 60 of us out there.
Right.
They decide to do the other four off the podium.
Right.
But in the same place, in a quickly made corral there.
Yeah, they've always had that.
Not always. They put players on the podium, but they opted not to do it yesterday.
Correct.
Where everything is set up.
Right.
All of the microphones you have. You have ways to listen to the press conference.
Right.
Well, then they put us out on the middle of the field.
Right.
No room for anyone.
Right.
Can't hear a damn thing.
Right.
So you got it. And then I'm out of the shot.
Yeah.
And one of my friends from another TV station.
You can say Voldemort. It's not competing.
No, no.
It's just another station.
I'm just, he wanted to get a low level shot, and so he
was it a photographer or
a photographer, okay. And so I
Dave
moved.
Willie.
So I moved, and then I couldn't hear because I was behind the quarterback, and so I couldn't hear him. So I moved to the other side,
right?
And then I was so intent on listening to what the quarterback was saying that I didn't realize I was in the shot, which was a rookie mistake.
Well, that was a long explanation.
Well, there was a reason for it, but my point is this. Why in the hell aren't we just using the podium where all the microphones are?
Hold on.
Where everything is set up to be done.
Do you think Sean has any interest in making our jobs easy?
That wasn't Sean. That's a Patrick Smythe thing. That's not a Sean thing.
Well, there's directive there, too.
Nah, I doubt it. I really doubt that Sean was saying, hey, I don't want any of these four guys on the podium. That's a PR thing.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying put him on the damn podium.
Why do you think they didn't put him on the podium?
I think that there's a kind of you've got to earn the podium thing. I really do. I think there is.
Yeah.
I think there is a thing like that. Anyway, but so it goes. Yeah, but I was alerted to that later, right. You know, afterwards by our buddy.
Look kind of weird.
Yeah, by our buddy Jeff Legwald.
Yeah.
So, but you know something? I wanted to hear the quarterbacks, and I was in a position to do it.
Clearly, you're that desperate to boost your ego.
Yes, that is the problem with me.
I know it is.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
I am.
You're not on TV enough.
I am a look at me guy.
Well.
So
you said it.
You better make sure to look at me first.
Right.
Then you can follow the rest of the crap out there.
Coming up after the break, Josh Kroenke, Calvin Booth, Michael Malone all met the media yesterday. Booth said, we're going to be aggressive. What does that mean? Does that mean they're going to be aggressive in trades or aggressive in free agency? That's next.
Take my hand. Don't be afraid. I'm going to prove every word I say.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, June 5th. There's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open next Tuesday. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, man, it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. This is a perfect weekend to go for a test drive at Siltahar Mazda in Broomfield. Mazda's routinely ranked top five in affordability, reliability, fuel economy. Yeah, they check every box. You want luxury and durability, they've got that too. When you buy from Siltahar Mazda, you're going to enjoy the comforts of their new state-of-the-art showroom. Plus, you're going to get great financing options as well. They're loaded with inventory right now. Go to Broomfield today for a test drive or check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
Josh Kroenke, Calvin Booth, Michael Malone met the media in their season-ending press conference yesterday. Booth says there aren't any glaring holes on the roster. There could be a couple of spots in the rotation that are upgraded, but more than anything else, he feels good about the rookies, but he says they need more seasoning. Then he added, we're going to be aggressive. We still think we have one of the best teams in the league with a really good chance of winning next year. What does aggressive look like to you?
It's a good question.
I mean, is it trades? Is it free agency? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm going to answer my own question. They can't be aggressive in free agency.
No, well, not right. No, not the way that things are right now. Based on our understanding of where they,
even if KCP,
where they are financially.
Even if KCP opts out, and I expect him to. Even if Reggie Jackson opts out, it's about $5 million. We'll see. They have four spots to fill on the roster. And how aggressive, and with those guys potentially leaving, you're still pretty close to that first apron. Anyway.
Yeah, aggressive to me sounds more like
a trade.
A trade, which I don't think they're going to do with Michael Porter Jr. I just don't. I mean, there wasn't anything. I mean, I think that Calvin Booth in particular, feels good about the progress that Michael Porter Jr. is making. He still has a ways to go to get there. He did play 81 games, but let's not forget that he played in the 60s, the two seasons previous. But this will be his fourth full season, hopefully, knock on wood, coming up. And he's still only 25 years old. I want to get my ages right.
Five seasons.
Yeah.
Five full seasons. Not five full seasons of 80-plus games.
No.
But here's the thing. This is what Malone said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can take this comment and look at it two different ways. On its face, I agree with him when he says the emotional reaction to losing cannot force you to make emotional decisions. I agree, but is this a fair statement? As my response to that, specifically referring to MPJ, who he defended for saying he lost the
series.
Put
too much blame on himself, etc., right?
Is it fair to say that having too much hope in a player is an emotional decision as well? By keeping someone, I like him, I think he can improve, that's emotional as well, instead of being pragmatic?
Yes. That is a fair pushback or comeback. MPJ is interesting because they're paying him, you can make the argument that they've been paying him more than what he has been giving back. But they don't win the Lakers series without him.
Can we
agree with that?
Yeah.
And the problem is that he has disappeared 2 years in a row at the end of the playoffs. He was a non-factor in the Miami series, but it didn't matter, right? He was basically a non-factor in the Minnesota series, and it did matter. But you got to be. But I think what Michael Malone is saying, and he's right, the emotional reaction can't lead to emotional decisions, which means decisions that are hurried and are not made that are made in a matter of moments because of emotional things that have happened. You got to be cool with your decisions, and they will be, because I think that that's Calvin Booth, isn't it? Calvin Booth to me does not feel reactional in any shape or fashion.
Here to me is the difference between Calvin Booth and Tim Connelly.
Okay.
Calvin Booth seems to me to be a guy who doesn't make decisions based on emotion at all.
Nothing rash, ever.
He is completely pragmatic.
Yes.
He has no loyalty. And I don't mean this as a dig. I mean as a compliment. He has no loyalty to anyone, even though he's been there for the building of this roster. If I need to trade you, I'm trading you.
Yeah.
Dick Monfort is a guy who won't trade guys because he feels like they're family.
The loyalty's to the roster. He's a roster
Tim builder. Connelly had friendships.
Yes, he did.
With these players.
Sure.
And, you know, that's one reason why Will Barton stuck around too long. That's one reason why Gary Harris stuck around too long. I think that for Calvin Booth, he would make a trade and not even think twice about it if it improves his roster.
Agreed.
And so I like that about him. When you look at Peyton Watson, he needs more seasoning. The rookies clearly need more seasoning. But when you look at these guys, and we don't have a big enough sample size, certainly with the rookies, but do you see bona fide starters with these guys? Any of them. And I'm including Peyton Watson.
Yeah, I can.
It might be too early.
I can see a world where Peyton Watson is playing 22 minutes a game. I can see that.
No, I'm talking
27
about
minutes a game.
Starting minutes. Starters don't play 22 to 27. Starters play in the 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see Peyton Watson developing into that kind of player. I can.
Well, then his offensive game better improve dramatically.
Oh my God, of course.
Dramatically.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. I mean, are we seeing Christian Brown as that kind of player? Yeah, probably.
Well, as Malone said accurately, if you're going to be a shooting guard,
you've got to be able to shoot.
You got to be able to hit 38% of your three-pointers.
That's exactly right. That's right.
I honestly, even though I think Christian Brown had a terrific year, I expected more out of him shooting-wise.
He didn't make as much progress on the offensive end as you would have liked. I agree.
He will likely be in the starting lineup minus a big trade. Because I don't think they're going to get somebody who is better in free agency for whatever it would cost, is my point. If you want a pretty good shooting guard in this league, it's going to cost you 15 to 20.
They're more than likely going to be looking for, they're going to have to find a piece in or out, more likely in, because that's how they're building this thing now, from inside out, right? They're building, they're drafting, and they're developing.
Oklahoma City is going to get better by osmosis.
Yeah.
Minnesota, they're up against the cap too, but they're already there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you have the Spurs that are coming. Standing pat
is falling behind.
It's falling behind because of the other teams.
They fell behind this year and finished in the same place.
Malone did say something interesting and something that you and I talked about at the beginning of the season. I said, Michael Malone, who wants to win every game, is going to have to find a way, sadly, to sacrifice potential regular season wins to get guys experience. I was beating the drum many times to get DeAndre Jordan in there more. I don't know what he is doing on this roster if you're not playing him. He is becoming Mike Miller, who waves a towel. And I don't want to look at it just game seven, but it was for the entire season.
They have to figure out a reasonable guy to spell Nikola Jokic. They've got to figure out ways to get more leverage minutes for guys that they already have on the roster. I think it'll be interesting. I'm not a big draft guy, but that's kind of the direction they're going, so it makes the draft interesting. Where do they go in the draft? They're picking late in the first round.
At the end of the day, let's not count on a rookie to come in.
No.
Okay, but and while this is not a fair statement, and I understand it because it's going to sound condescending, and all these guys are better than me, so let me just put that out there. If you're putting guys in garbage minutes, then you have a garbage player. You're just filling out a roster. And you need to do more than give Strother and Pickett
yes.
and whoever else garbage minutes because you're telling us they're garbage players. Not that they're bad players. They're NBA players. I get it.
You've invested, even if it's just a pick and a minimum, you've already invested in these guys. It's important to know what you have or don't. You can make the decision quickly. That's up to you.
If you would have told me before the season, again, it's going to sound like a knock. It's not. I'm just looking at what they did the previous year. If I would have told you before the season that the bench rotation was going to be in the Minnesota series, Brown, Holiday, and Reggie Jackson, I would have said to you, I don't care who they play, they're getting knocked out in that round.
It would not have been the three that I picked.
I would say
Christian Brown would have been in the mix.
Well, of course.
Right,
but I'm talking about the other two.
Yeah.
They're good players. They're fine players.
Reggie Jackson was barely a factor last year down the stretch.
I would have told you, that's it. Yeah. They'll be out in that round. Pretty much, I don't care who they're playing.
You might have said it against the Lakers.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, they're interesting because I'm with you. I don't think if they lose KCP, and I think the odds are that they will.
Unless they up the ante in terms of price.
They're on the hook. I mean, the qualifying offer is like 15-3 or whatever the hell it is. So you're probably looking at 19 minimum to offer him.
If they make a trade, and let's say it's one of their core guys, and let's be honest, it'll probably be MPJ if there is a trade. I'm guessing the feeling is we're breaking up our core. And I'm sorry, please don't look at it that way. You have salary, and I know he has upside, but you have to fill out your roster better.
Well, Eric, what's the core? I mean, let's be candid here.
It's two guys.
The core is Jokic and Murray.
Right.
And then there's the next level of core. Right. I mean, you know, it's like a tree with the circles in the middle, right?
Right.
I mean, the core is Jokic and Murray. It's how you build around them.
Coming up after the break, Gabe Landeskog, Chris McFarland met the media yesterday. And with Gabriel Landeskog sitting there, a lot, if not most of the questions are about Nichushkin.
Yeah.
And with that, what Gabe said, boy, that was kind of damning. That's next.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, It's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, June 5th, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open next Tuesday. If you want to learn about upcoming auctions, go to rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Gabe Landeskog, Chris McFarland met the media yesterday. Many questions about Val Nichushkin, as there were about Landeskog's knee and future as he was sitting there.
Okay? Well, he addressed it right off the top, and so he kind of took that off the table.
Right. McFarland said it's very plausible that Nichushkin will be back with the Avalanche, but he's going to have to earn back the trust of his teammates. I think that's an understatement. Landeskog said you care for him. You want him to get help. You want him to get right. What happens here moving forward, that's up to him, how he is going to handle it. The way Landeskog said it was so matter of fact.
Right.
With absolutely no emotion, he might as well have just said, it is what it is.
At this point, you have, if you're Val, and this is just my thought, you've used up all the goodwill.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
twice.
Right. That's
people get two chances.
That's water under the bridge now.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And I think,
and as you have accurately pointed out many times, this has now happened in the playoffs 2 years in a row.
I mean, right. And I got the feeling in listening to Chris McFarland in particular yesterday that if there was a financial remedy to this, I think the club probably would have already moved on it.
Yep.
I mean.
Their hands are tied.
Yeah, their hands are tied.
I'm sure they have checked with the NHL and the CBA. And again, what he said was, it's very plausible he's going to be back.
Sure. And
he didn't say we want him back.
No. Right. I mean, they are at their limits on this thing. And they should be.
Yeah.
They should be. I mean, it's not like Val's holding them hostage. I'm not saying that.
He is. That contract is.
But that contract is making it very difficult to operate.
With that, Landeskog believes he's going to return at some point. Called it a bumpy road. All understandable. This is a rare injury that few. This is like Tommy John blowing out his elbow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Except it's in your knee.
Well, no, what I mean is Tommy John's surgery was so early.
Yeah.
They really didn't know what to do and they experimented on Tommy John.
Oh, gotcha.
Decades later, they know how to fix this thing.
Yeah.
This is so early in the process with this type of injury, I don't think they have medical miracles yet. When he was asked about the timeline, he said, jokingly, between mid-September and the start of April. I feel pretty good about it. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that he said it jokingly. This has been 2 years.
Yeah.
And I know the Avs don't like information getting out there. I understand where you don't want to set expectations by putting a date on it. Landeskog's a great guy. I'm wondering if they had a conversation on how to answer that question. And I'm not suggesting it was flippant, his answer, but in some ways it could be interpreted that way.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. But I thought that the thing that was really interesting to me was him talking about literally having to relearn how to skate with the limitations or the new feeling that he has with this cartilage replacement. And that's a remarkable thing. When you're talking about something as foundational as just being able to skate.
Well, it's like having a stroke and learning how to walk again.
Right. Yeah, very much so. Right. And so I'm sitting there thinking, wow. So you've got this requisite skill set, but the most firm thing that it's built on is right. being able to skate.
Right.
Before you shoot and pass and all the things you have to do.
Let me give you an apples to apples.
Sure.
Four neck surgeries, Peyton Manning could not throw a football.
Right.
Very similar.
Yeah, absolutely. He was, the miracle of Peyton Manning shouldn't be lost on us.
Right.
How he came here and how he performed after what he dealt with. Gabe Landeskog is an interesting case because at some point, and it's like McFarland said yesterday, Gabe has earned the time that it takes to come back. Yes. And you know something? There's none of us that would disagree with that.
Right.
However, Gabe Landeskog, if Gabe Landeskog comes back as a $7 million a year player, great. Pay him every damn penny.
I just wish
he I don't think that's going to happen.
I just wish he would have said, instead of saying sometime between, you know, so September and April.
Yeah.
I wish he would have said, this is the type of injury, as many of you know and have read about, that there can always be setbacks. As far as my progress goes, yada, 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 haven't felt them. I really plan on being back for this season. But it's an answer I can't give you because this is such a new type of injury. I would love to give you a date. The problem is, if there's a setback, then it's going to feel like everyone is disappointed. But first and foremost, for me.
Yeah.
But to put it out there, I'll be back in this six-month window, it felt a little flippant to me.
Maybe in the moment, but the rest of his answers indicated just how difficult this process
is. I just wish he would. I know what he meant. I just wish he would have used different words.
Yeah, I guess cumulatively, if you listen, and I know you did, if cumulatively you listened, that's what you come away with.
Right.
In the moment, that answer, it drew a chuckle, but it was, it was a little flippant.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed?
We'll discuss the NCAA and its power conferences allowing schools to directly pay players, and what did Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams have to say about Pat Surtain and his game? We'll tell you next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Yeah! Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman, Wednesday, June 5th. Government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open on Tuesday. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for what's up for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All right, guys, just in case you missed it, on the Rush podcast with Max Crosby, Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams spoke on his past matchups with Patrick Surtain, and Adams said he's the best cornerback in the game right now. He also admitted Surtain won their matchup in week one last season. And Adam said, I don't know how secure that building is when speaking of the Broncos organization as a whole. If a guy like Devontae Adams says Surtain is tops in the league right now, I mean, that's got to carry a ton of weight, right?
Well, especially considering his self-confidence and the fact that he's had his days against Pat Surtain.
But he also mentioned that in the first meeting last season, he said, Surtain was better than I was.
Right. I mean, that's a pretty interesting admission.
It is, and I'm not going to disagree with him. However, Devontae Adams doesn't face the top cornerbacks in the league as much as he faces Pat Surtain.
Yeah, he sees a lot of Pat Surtain, no question about it. So there's familiarity there, which cuts both ways.
Yep.
I am pretty confident saying that Pat Surtain is one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. The best? I mean, you know, catch me on what day I'm watching him, right? There's a lot of good corners. He's one of them.
Just in case you missed it, the NCAA and its Power 5 conferences have agreed to allow schools to directly pay players for the first time in its 100-plus year history of college sports. The NCAA and its leagues are moving forward with a multi-billion dollar agreement to settle three pending federal antitrust cases.
Yep, they are.
The NCAA will pay more than $2.7 billion in damages over 10 years to past and current athletes, and the parties have also agreed to a revenue sharing plan, allowing each school to share up to roughly $20 million per year with its athletes. Do you like this deal that lets the schools pay players?
Yes, I think it's the only way really that you can move forward with this. I think there has to be, I mean, at some point contracts, there has to be at some point collective bargaining. I think that you're going to have to make this, it's the only way that I think it can function. It's functioning, but not very well in its current form of NIL and collectives, as Eric has pointed out on numerous occasions. It's not the concept of NIL. It's the way the concept is being used and enacted by collectives. The universities have got to have more control over this thing, and the only way to do that is essentially to make them employees of the university.
Couple of things. The Big Ten last year made, ready for this, $860 million last year. SEC made about $35 million less than that. By the way, this was interesting. In terms of total gross revenue, the Big 12 was behind the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
With all of that, $20 million that they will pay out to their athletes. How is that divided up?
Right.
Right? I mean, you know the football players are going to get paid. You know the basketball players are going to get paid. What are the skiers going to get at Colorado? What are the volleyball players going to get at Colorado State?
Fair question. I don't know.
I mean, are the skiers going to get $500 Pasta J gift cards? What are they going to get? Or are they going to pay all that money to the football players? I'll be curious to see how all of that is spread out. This had to happen. It should have happened years ago. And oh, by the way, as a side note to all of this, Charles Barkley went off. And I'm tying this in all together. Charles Barkley went off on TNT for dumping the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he's upset for all the people who've worked there for all of those years. And he said, I don't know why we dumped it. And then they picked up college football instead.
Charles. Yeah. Stop there.
College football is the cash cow.
Of course it is.
Even more than the NBA. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. Memorial Day. There are always sales at Memorial Day, and they have great sales for Memorial Day at Mountain High Appliance. So much is going to be marked down. If you are planning on doing something in your kitchen, a washer and dryer, whatever it is, you're going to get ridiculously low prices on high-end brands that the big box stores don't even carry. You know, we're going into summer. People are going to be having parties. Where do people go when you have parties? The kitchen. And you want the kitchen to look great. And oh, by the way, they have an entire sales staff that is dedicated to make sure that you can redesign your own kitchen the way you want it. Big box stores don't do that. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, hamstring, Greg Dulcich. Really? That's next.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.